With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Economic Development Corporation executive director says he has developers that would be breaking ground if not for one major hurdle. Much of the county lacks the needed infrastructure for more housing, and the cost to put it in would make the housing unaffordable for many. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Available lots with water, sewer, streets, and other utilities already in place are in short supply in Oneida County, especially in the Rhinelander area. Putting those in can cost anywhere from $850 to $1,000 a square foot. Oneida County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Tony Farrow says if a developer was to take on those costs, it would price out buyers before they even build the house. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA, has low-interest loans for housing infrastructure, but that still has to be paid back.
That doesn't help us, unfortunately, and I'm being very respectful. I'm glad they have stuff available. But if you borrow $3 million from them for infrastructure, every time you have to sell a house, and let's say there was 30 lots and you owed $3 million, you would have to give WEDA back $100,000. So the buyer of that house would have to pay that additional $100,000 to that house. And again, it prices the houses out of people's range. So that's where the frustration is.
Farrow has searched high and low, trying to find grants to meet the county's needs. He's reached out to state and federal lawmakers for answers, but so far, no one has found a grant option that would work.
If I'm missing something, if someone knows a way to get infrastructure in Oneida County, I'm all ears and I'll partner with anybody.
In lieu of assistance from any level of government, Farrow was turning to the private sector. He pointed to successful initiatives like the one in Sheboygan County, where businesses like Johnsonville and Kohler have put millions of dollars into a fund to build housing.
To move housing forward right now, I think you have to be creative. You have to look out of the box. Hire anybody, no matter if it's in manufacturing or healthcare or teaching area, and you offer people jobs and they come here and then they turn the job down because there's no place to live. It becomes a problem for all of us to work on it.
A 2025 study found Oneida County needs a total of up to 217 rental units and more than 1,000 owner-occupied units by 2030. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A crash in Price County killed a woman. The Price County Sheriff's Office reports a 911 call came in at 4:20 p.m. Tuesday. A single vehicle crash had happened on State Highway 13 just north of White Rock Road in the town of Fifield. The only person in the vehicle, a 42-year-old woman, was declared dead at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Restrictions put on junk food in five states under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program have been blocked. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, a federal judge ruled Monday that the USDA exceeded its authority.
Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture encouraged states to seek waivers banning certain junk food purchases from SNAP. But U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson says the USDA failed to follow the required process for making those changes. Since the Trump administration took office, the USDA has approved SNAP restriction waivers in 23 states. The lawsuit involved Nebraska, Iowa, West Virginia, Tennessee, and Colorado. In her opinion, Jackson says the court's analysis should not be taken as a comment on the intent of the waivers. The judge says while the defendants may have aimed to improve SNAP recipients' health, they must take lawful steps to do so. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
In March, Wisconsin passed a law that prevents food share recipients from purchasing junk food. The change has not yet been approved by USDA. It was part of a bill that provided $72 million for administering the program under new federal guidelines. A survey shows stable population numbers for migratory birds in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DNR says the spring survey put the breeding duck population at 571,000 birds. That's a 1% increase from last year, but up 28% from the long-term average. The mallard population was up 5% from last year, but 8% below the long-term average. Wood duck populations are up 6% from 2025 and remain at 12% above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate is 2% lower than 2025, yet still remains 13% higher than the long-term average. Despite funding hurdles, conservation advocates in Wisconsin are forging ahead in their work to support women in agriculture. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Michael Fields Agricultural Institute launched its Women in Conservation program to provide a space exclusively for female landowners to collaborate and get the support they need to achieve their conservation goals. Christine Johnson, who works with the institute, says agriculture is often stereotyped as male-dominated, but she notes women make up about 70% of land caretakers and play crucial roles in providing healthy food and protecting wild spaces, often juggling family responsibilities and business on and off of the farm.
Women in ag has always been this veiled experience. Oftentimes, women hold multiple roles, and so it's common to see the woman on a farm as a secondary role, which is hardly ever true.
Johnson says funding for these programs have been completely eliminated under the Trump administration. While she emphasizes how communities have stepped up to continue the work, she says securing funding partnerships remain critical in being able to support women-led leadership in agriculture and conservation. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Michigan can keep a lid on the personal information of registered voters. That's the ruling from a federal appeals court. It's the latest defeat for the Trump administration, which has been trying to get details from dozens of states. Michigan says the federal government could only receive a list of registered voters, similar to any member of the general public. In addition to Michigan, judges so far have rejected efforts in eight other states, including Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.